Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Missing Link for SLPs podcast. I'm Maddie, your host, speaker, and very passionate speech-language pathology advocate. If you are new to the field of speech pathology or just want to stay fresh, this podcast is for you. Here, I will share with you my wisdom and experience of more than 23,000 hours of one-on-one skilled intervention working around the world as an in-the-trenches medical SLP. And now, as an assistant professor for an accredited CSD program, I want to help you see the big picture of what you're doing and connect those small dots of what you know and how to apply it in your practice, those missing links, helping you be the best, most confident, and most effective SLP you can be. There's no better time than now to freshen up. You totally got this. In this episode of the Missing Link for SLPs podcast, I want to describe to you how my days play out as a medical speech pathologist in a variety of different settings. I have had over 25 years working in the medical speech pathology field around the world in a variety of settings, and I thought it would be fun just to explain how my day rolls out in each one, and the feeling and the flow and the excitement or the non-excitement of my days in my different settings. So the first setting that I want to introduce you to as a speech pathologist is probably one of my favorite settings, and it's on a medical unit in a level 2 trauma hospital in a major city. My day starts off early when I climb into my car and I drive to a parking garage where I catch the bus into the city. My drive to my bus is probably 10-15 minutes. My bus ride into the city is maybe 35 minutes. I love the bus time because I put my headphones on. There's Wi-Fi on the bus, so I read my emails. I cruise the internet. I listen to audiobooks, all of those things. I don't talk on the phone, however. That's considered quite rude on those buses. So I get myself ready for my day on my bus ride in. I wear scrubs, I wear tennis shoes, I wear super comfortable clothing because I am going to be moving. When I arrive, I throw my purse in a drawer and I put my coat over the back of a chair where there may or may not be another coat, throw my lunch into a small refrigerator, and I go clock in. After I clock in, I punch in on the computer and I pull up my schedule and print my schedule off. Based on an 8-hour day, I will usually have 7 patients on my caseload, and some of them are evaluations, some of them are therapy sessions, and I'll start organizing my schedule for the day. At the hospital I've worked at, each of the patients come with a priority level. So the patients that are high on my priority list, I will put at the top of the list, and I'll make sure that I go see those first. The reason why I need to see those first, because in a medical setting such as this, medical care obviously is first and foremost, and there are so many activities going on for that patient during the day. Getting a speech pathology evaluation done is one of the many things that needs to happen during the day, but we can be lower on the totem pole simply because there are procedures that have to be done, and those results need to be collected for medical decisions to be made. Ours is included in that. So those evaluations are at the top of the list, but I need to work around a very busy schedule. I then prioritize the rest of my patients. I try to group them together on the units when I can. And if not, that's why I'm wearing my tennis shoes and I hit the ground running. When I first arrive on an inpatient floor, I'll walk up to the nurse and I'll talk to the nurse and see how the patient's doing. I'll introduce myself. I say, "Hi, I'm Maddie. I'm the speech pathologist and I'm working with your patient in room 224. Can you tell me how they're doing today and what their schedule is like for the day?" She will give me a brief rundown on how they're doing medically, the other procedures they have going on for the day, if there's any more information she feels I need to know, or if I can think of anything I need to ask. That exchange will take place at that time. I then walk into the patient's room and introduce myself to the patient and the caregiver, explain who I am, why I'm there, how long what I'm planning on doing will take, and then begin my evaluation or therapy session. I try to do as much charting as I can in the room with the patient's comments and caregiver's comments as appropriate. Following my evaluation or therapy session, I'll then step out into the hallway to finish my charting. Sometimes I will leave some of the trickier parts of the evaluation to be done in the hallway because I can then think and problem solve and take just the extra few minutes that I need to complete my whole picture evaluation. Interesting point is in like trauma units and level 2 medical centers, you're going to have a lot of medical activity going around you. There's going to be gurneys going up and down the hallway. There's going to be physicians sitting beside you with possibly organs in a cooler getting ready for an organ transplant. Nurses going, you'll hear codes being called, you'll hear announcements over the speaker system. Very busy, very active unit. I then finish my charting for that patient, and then I move on to my next patient. If by chance one of my patients is not ready for a procedure or their NPO pending a test or something, then I will move them to later on my list, and then I'll go to my next patient, trying to double back and get all of my patients seen during the day. At the end of the day, when I've seen everybody, I will then go back and put these patients back on the docket for the next day with their priority levels. So when the next speech pathologist comes in the next day, she's ready to print, organize, and go. These hospitals cover speech pathology 7 days a week. So if you do get on a team at a medical university, be prepared to work weekends and holidays. The next setting that I want to tell you about is working as a speech pathologist in a rural hospital. I worked as a speech pathologist in this setting both as a private practice clinician and as an on-staff speech pathologist. The difference is, as a private practice speech pathologist, I have my own private practice where I carry my own insurance, liability, I do my own taxes, and I contract my care with the hospital versus being on staff, which everything is carried by the hospital then. Pros and cons to each one, you need to look at them, but the day rolls out the same. I will work now at an inpatient hospital in a rural setting. You will get a variety of caseloads here. You will have inpatient care and outpatient care. You may see adults and pediatrics. At the university setting, which I just mentioned, all I saw were adults. But at a rural hospital, you're going to get more of a mix. There's usually only one or two speech pathologists at the most working in a setting like this, versus the university hospital, you could have 10 or 12 on a day. But back to the rural hospital. I have specific start times and stop times. So usually I'll clock in at 9. My first outpatient will arrive by 9:15, and then I hit the ground running. And I will have outpatients therapy sessions every 45 minutes, hour-long evals, and then 30-minute inpatient treatments as needed. Some days I'll have inpatients, some days I won't. Some days I'll have video swallows for inpatients, some days I won't. My outpatient video swallows are scheduled 2 per day, so I can get an average of 10 in a week. Those spots are always filled. The schedule at a rural hospital is a lot slower. When I walk up to the floor, it's usually one floor away versus 6 or 7 floors away versus at the university hospital. I walk up onto the floor. Nursing is usually sitting. The atmosphere is relaxed, calm. I'll walk up. I know the nurse by name. She'll greet me by name. She'll know the patient I'm coming to see, and she'll tell me how that patient is doing. I will walk into the room, explain to the patient who I am, what I'm doing, how long this will take, and then complete my evaluation or therapy session. Again, I try to document as much as I can in the room. not hard to do. And then I step out and finish, usually down at my own desk. In an outpatient therapy setting, I have my own desk and my own cubbyhole for my materials. A lot more relaxed, laid-back atmosphere. The third setting I want to explain is in an outpatient clinic. I drive to the outpatient clinic, park in the parking lot, no bus here, and walk right on in. I do share a cubby area with other speech pathologists. There are the particular hospital I'm thinking of. There's four of us at this hospital. Two of them specialize in pediatric, and two of us are more on. Here, the schedule is very specific. I start my day at 7:15. 7:15 to 8 o'clock is my first session. 8 to 9 is an evaluation slot. 9 to 9:45, therapy session. 9:45 to 10:30, therapy session. And the day clicks through like that. Therapy sessions are usually 45 minutes. Occasionally, they're 30. If my schedule is tight and someone's wanting to squeeze in, most of the time, they're 45 minutes. Evaluations are an hour. I will see 8 patients to 9 patients during a day. I have 15 minutes in the morning free for documenting and 15 free in the afternoon for documenting, and I have a half an hour lunch. I work my way systematically through my patients. I arrive early in my day to prepare for all my patients during the day, but I really discipline myself that at the end of an evaluation, when my plan of care is written and my goals are established, that's when I pull together the data sheets that I want to use and my treatment materials that I want to work with. So outpatient clinic is very structured, very linear as we work our way through the day. The next setting is the home health setting. This was a job I worked when my children were younger because my day was so much more flexible. As a home health patient, a speech pathologist, I could drive into the home health office if I needed to pick up forms, to pick up materials, but most of the time I would climb in my car and drive to my first patient's house. Home health agencies will contract most of the time to speech pathologists. Some of the time we're on staff, but our direct orders come from the home health office where we are given our list of patients and orders for evaluation or treat. We will be working with a team. The nurse goes and does the intake prior to our first visit ever, and then we work and tuck in around the other therapies. We will call the patient directly to schedule, and on the phone we'll explain who we are and what we're coming out for, approximately how long our visit will take, and then we hope that that patient remembers that we're on their schedule and they're there when we show up. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. I would say probably 20% of the time when I go there, they're not, despite reminder calls and things like that and writing things on a calendar. I enjoy working as a home health speech pathologist because, one, I don't mind the drive, and two, I enjoy walking into a person's home and seeing who they are and what I can work with. Because, for example, if they are aphasic, well, then the items that we're going to do confrontational naming tasks with are right on their TV tray that they keep beside them when they watch TV. Their items in their room are right there. If they're a dysphagia patient, well, then I get the thickener off of the cabinet and I take their favorite drink and I show them, this is how you mix it. This is where you should be sitting. This is how you should be sitting up. So the environment is much more functional and the skills are easier to generalize in the home health setting. I will do evaluations and therapy sessions there. The atmosphere is much more laid back. and chit-chatty, I guess is the right word. You're not under the stress of a medical setting. You're in the patient's home. They're happy to see you. They're happy to be home because they've just been discharged from somewhere, and they most always welcome your advice and your recommendations. I've also worked in skilled nursing facilities where I've been pulled on staff by a contract agency who contracts therapists to the skilled nursing facility. Most speech pathologists, most physical and occupational therapists are not hired directly by the nursing facility itself. They are hired by an outside contract therapy company. And that company is the one that drives the production, that drives the productivity rates and determines a lot of the setting that the speech pathologist works in. Here, the schedule is flexible as well. I will walk into my day there. I'll have a desk area that I share with other therapists. I will work off of an iPad where I have my list of patients that I need to go see. In the settings I worked at here, the patients are not scheduled on a time, but rather this is the list of patients that I need to go see, and I need to get them in their treatments during the day. I work around meals, I work around other therapists, I work around family activities and things such as that. It's more of a laid-back setting in regards to therapy. However, the demands can be very, very high in regards to productivity. In this setting, I'll see patients who are in a transitional care unit and both long-term as well. So a variety of level of patients. Almost all of the patients that I see in this setting are 50 and above. Definitely an adult population. So these are the main settings that I worked in, and that's how my days have played out in those different settings. I've explained how I start my day, how I end my day, how I get my schedule created. I've hopefully discussed the flexibility within each of these settings. The only thing that I haven't discussed yet is activities that I do in addition to my speech language therapy. In the medical setting, the trauma level 2 setting, most of my time is spent in the trenches as a working speech pathologist. In those settings, I did not have the time to step out and serve on concussion groups or things like that. When I transferred to a rural hospital and an outpatient clinic, that is when I had the time to then be a little bit more mindful of how I spent my day and say, I would love to sit on a concussion team and work on improving our concussion intakes, or the dysphagia team where I'm training staff in the hospital as we transition to the IDDSI standards. So different settings, different challenges, different way the days roll out. I hope you've enjoyed sharing my thoughts as I've recalled back how my different days roll out as a speech pathologist in the variety of different medical settings. As promised, my challenge of the week for you is this week, I want you to think about what medical setting would best meet your needs and interests. There are a variety of medical settings that a speech pathologist can work in. Which one interests you? Which one do you think you might enjoy working at? Quote of the week, successful people are not gifted. They just work hard, then succeed on purpose, by G.K. Nelson. And my tip for success, be mindful of what you enjoy and what you don't enjoy at work. Over the course of your career, you want to be doing what you enjoy over and over. So if you are doing something in your setting that you're not so keen about, work on shifting that. It's in your control. Please head on over to freshslp.com and check out our updated website. Download the show notes. Follow me on social media. Instagram, we're doing phenomenally well, as well as Facebook. Join our community. And our next topic is discussing imposter syndrome and how to improve your confidence as a speech pathologist.
I hope today's conversation has created some aha moments for you and motivated you to become a better SLP, continuing to connect some of those missing links between what you know and how to use that knowledge. Thank you for downloading the Missing Link for SLPs podcast. And if you enjoyed the show, I'd love you to subscribe, rate it, and leave a short review. Also, please share an episode with a friend. Together, we can raise awareness and help more SLPs find and connect those missing links, help them feel confident in their patient care every step of the way. Follow me on Instagram and join the Fresh SLP community on Facebook. Show notes are always available, so come learn more at freshslp.com. Let's make those connections. You've got this.